Double dice. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Double Dose. How are you, Annie?
Good. How are you, Taylor?
I'm going good. What's new?
Not too much. I actually have a funny story. I went to Sexpo last week.
Yeah.
And it was like honestly so cool.
I've always wanted to go.
It was like amazing. There were just so many things that I'd never seen before or heard of before. Like so many different stalls. I thought they would all be the same, just selling dildos or whatever. But there was like chocolates with like aphrodisiac stuff in them. Oh. And there was like penis-shaped ceramics. And there was the best thing I've ever seen in my life. Naked man painting with his penis.
Okay.
So you could go and sit down and like he would paint a picture of your face with his flaccid penis.
Did you get one?
No. I watched him do someone else though.
I wish we had it in Newcastle because it was like a bit too far for me to go to Brisbane, a bit too far for me to go to Melbourne. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I wish, but Newcastle's too small.
I know. Yeah. I think, what do they only do? Melbourne, Perth and Brisbane, and that's it.
Is there Sydney? There used to be Sydney when I was younger.
Yeah.
I don't know if there still is, but I remember knowing about it when I was younger.
Yeah, no, I've always heard about it, never really looked into it, but I was very pleasantly surprised.
Question about Sexpo.
Yeah.
Did you meet a lot of fans?
I did, yeah. And it was like everyone was so nice. I was a little bit nervous because don't know who's going to show up.
Yeah.
So at first I was like, oh my God, no one's going to come, number one.
Yeah.
But I was also like, what if like – someone scary comes and like
a bit weird and creepy,
or like I have a lot of haters. I was like, what if a hater comes and tries to kill me? Like I was very paranoid. Yeah. And no, it was fine. Everyone I met was so lovely, and yeah, it was great.
That's so good.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
What about you? What have you been what's been happening with you?
Not too much. Since I've been up here away by myself, I got personalized plates delivered.
Ooh, what'd you get?
I got just Taylor, my name, and they're pink and black, which when I was younger, I always wanted them. And then as I grew up, I'm like, oh, it's a little bit wanky. Like, I don't know if I want the whole world to know, like, my car.
Yeah.
But then I was like, you know what? Now I've got my OnlyFans on the back. Yeah. My Instagram's on the back of my car. I'm like,
it's marketing.
I just want to draw more attention. So
yeah,
it's marketing. But then I'm also thinking when I go home, like, what if I drive up a curb or something and then people
for a nose, it's you.
It's going to happen. I promise in the next week I'll do something stupid and get beeped.
Yeah.
But the stickers on the back of my car do actually work. I get subscribers message and be like,
so
hey,
cool.
I was just sitting next to you at the lights and
no way. Subscribe. That's really good marketing.
So
I love that.
Slowly pimping out my car to make more money.
I love it.
I'm excited to go home and drive it.
You can claim it back on tax deductions.
I can. But then like obviously I have to pay every year for my name.
Yes.
So 1 year, you know, if I don't do OnlyFans anymore, I'm just going to be paying an excess amount of money to have this number plate.
I mean,
that's okay.
It's worth it.
It's worth
it's
it.
Cool.
It's worth it for now.
Yeah. Okay, guys, we are back with our two truths and a lie. Taylor, do you want to start us off?
I will start us off. Okay. Mine are all about like school, like when I was in school.
Okay. Yeah.
So I used to make it to state for the 100 meter sprint.
Mm-hmm.
I got 82 on my ATAR, which did you have an ATAR?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if Victoria was the same.
Yeah.
But it's Queensland that's different to New South Wales and Victoria.
I think so. Okay. Is that right,
yeah,
Taylor?
It's changed now, but
okay.
It used to be QCS.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right.
So you understand ATAR.
I know what ATAR
is. So 82
is.
ATAR.
Yeah.
And I was top in my class for hospitality of all things.
Okay. I have a question about that one.
Mm.
So hospitality in high school?
Yeah. Year 11 and 12.
So that was a subject that you could do.
What does that involve?
Yeah.
So it was half theory and half prac. So prac would be cooking. And now I'm not a very good cook, but having a recipe in front of me and following it in school, I was really, really good. And then the second half of theory was like food safety.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we did something similar called FPT, Food, People and Technology.
It was under like
food,
the...
Food, People and Technology.
It was so stupid,
so
honestly.
You're talking to people while cooking.
It ended up getting cancelled. It ended up getting cancelled because everyone was complaining that it was just teaching us to be housewives.
What, were women only in the class?
Well, yeah, because I went to an all-girls
school. Oh, you went to an all-girls school.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So did I.
Yeah.
And I did my prac for that subject. Mm-hmm. I had to do 2 weeks and I worked in a hospital in the kitchen.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, and it was traumatic.
That's crazy. Okay, this is definitely true.
Yeah, okay.
I believe this.
Yeah, okay.
82.
So is 82 good? What's the top 82's for
good.
ATAR?
99.95 is
okay, that. 82 is good for me.
Yeah, 82 is good for me.
I was actually pretty smart.
For some reason, I just believe the 100-meter sprint one.
I know, but
I don't know why.
I'm so torn.
It's more,
between
more
these
of
two.
A vibe thing.
Because I'm tall?
Yeah.
And I was always like really skinny.
And I did 100-meter sprint too, so I'm like, it makes sense because we're both tall.
Yeah.
You know? But I'm also like, 82 seems good too.
Yeah. It seems realistic. Like, I believe all of these.
I know. It's really hard.
I can just take a stab.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to say the lie is the 100-meter sprint.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do well?
Or I did do well. I just always just missed out.
Okay.
I did do well.
Yeah.
And then one time in long jump, I did like a foul and I cried and my mum came and she left work to come and watch me and I just went home crying. And I didn't do any of the other like events that day. I was like, nope, that's it. I'm done. Athletics is over.
And you never did it again?
Nope.
I was failed enough. Once, I'm
this was
done.
In primary school though. Just after that, I was just scarred. I'm like, nope.
So fair.
Competitive sports.
Fair enough. I mean, you too much. You got an 82 on your ATAR. You don't need to justify anything.
Exactly. That's right. All right. Time to do me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to get it.
First one. I did a wee on the floor in Coles when I was 3 because my mum wouldn't give me what I wanted. Second one, before I could count, I used to get my mum to count my toes to check they were all there. Third one, when I was 6, I caught a frog in my hands and I accidentally killed it.
Oh, this is really
this
hard.
This is hard.
Yeah, I know.
Where did you catch the frog?
I was actually in Fiji on holiday. There's frogs everywhere there. Okay. If you've been.
What type of frog was it?
I don't know. It was a little green frog.
So yeah, probably a green frog. Okay.
I know the ones. They're in Bali too, but in Bali I don't
And how did
green.
You yeah, how did you kill it though? Like,
so I picked it up with my hands and then I went to show mum, but I didn't want it to run away. So I
squished it.
I squished it in my hand. And then I opened That's it up brutal. And it was dead.
I kind of believe this. The one I'm sus on is Coles.
Yeah, the peeing.
The peeing.
Yeah, yeah. 3 years old.
What happened? What did you want?
I actually don't know. All I know is that I was in Coles and mum wouldn't give me what I wanted, so I threw a tantrum and I literally just stood on the ground like this and peed everywhere. And mum just was like, what the fuck?
That's very and then entitled.
Picked me up. Fully. But how smart is that I did that?
I wouldn't say smart.
I was 3 and I was like, fuck you, mum.
The toes one is really cute and wholesome. Yeah, the toes so I want one to is, be true.
That's like proof that I'm autistic, that one.
I think the Coles one is the lie.
What do you
think? I'm going to agree. I'm going to agree.
Wrong.
Oh, you did that.
I did do that. It was the frog that was.
Okay, so he didn't brutally kill a frog.
That was That's so good. Inventive.
Yeah,
thank
that was
you.
Good.
Well, because I have been to Fiji and there are frogs.
Yep.
And my sister used to catch them, but she never killed one.
Okay.
So
that was good. Yeah,
thank you.
So I'm wrong.
That was good. I'll pour a shot for
Okay, let's go. So we're just single dosing today.
Yeah. Double dose when we're both wrong.
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited.
I can smell it.
We need to get like limes.
Oh, yeah. And salt.
It's getting me hyped up for your birthday.
I know. I'm so excited for my birthday.
Okay. For our next segment, we've got some follower advice that we've been written in or asked.
Yeah. So we've been sent this anonymously, obviously.
Yeah.
Do you want to read it out?
I will read it. My husband has started sleeping in the spare room. He woke up one day and said, I'm not sleeping well. I'm going to sleep in the spare room from now on. It was very abrupt and it was hurtful, but I don't want to fight. I also noticed he has started shaving his bits, which he never usually does. I think he's having an affair. Any advice?
This is heavy. I think it probably does sound like that to me. Why? If he's never shaved down there before, why would he be shaving all of a sudden?
Yeah. That kind of puts me in two minds though, because with the shaving, if he's never done that, but then we've spoken about this before, if someone's having an affair, they sometimes then love bomb a little bit to try and make up
true.
For it.
True, that's true.
But then they're married, so obviously it's not quite like,
yes,
you know, it's not a fickle like, relationship.
That's true. I think sleeping in the spare room is a huge red flag. Like, I think why why would you want to do that?
Oh, that would hurt my feelings. I know, so much.
I would be devastated if someone, if my husband came in and said that to me.
Apparently I breathe so heavy really? And sound like horrible.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend will just feel like, he's like, I'm going to put up with it because I know, like, aww, I'm not going to go sleep anywhere else.
I think personally, I think if you start sleeping in separate rooms, like from what I know, like I'm not married, I've never been in a marriage before, but from what I know, once you start sleeping in separate rooms, it's all downhill from there. Like, you can't really come back from that.
No, it's just like you've, I guess, sort of dwindled off into a friendship or acquaintances, whatever it is.
Exactly right. And I think that that happens a lot in marriages I've seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You just sort of like fall out of love with each other and it becomes more like you're living with a friend or like, an acquaintance or something. But I think like if this was me, I would confront him.
Yeah.
And I would say, I want to know why you want to sleep in a separate room.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the reason? I want to know why you're shaving your bits. Like, literally just be upfront about it.
Yeah.
Have a conversation. You're married, so you should be able to talk about these things.
Yeah. Definitely, I think, try and have a calm conversation and ask about the sleeping in separate beds. The shaving thing, I mean, like, it depends, like, how long ago. I just think, how long ago was he doing that? Like,
has,
obviously, I'm assuming he's done it before.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I mean, some men probably never do. But like,
exactly, true.
Is it like,
oh, is this really out of the blue? Has it been like years since he's done this?
Because sometimes my partner will like come out and be like, oh, what did you do that for? When did that
happen? What occasion's this for?
When did that happen? And we like, just felt like it. And I'm like,
okay.
That's weird because I don't care if you do it or not. But then I'm just like, if that was me, I get laser or do it for myself.
True.
I don't care what he thinks.
Yeah.
So I'm like, maybe the guys are like that too.
True. They like, just it was just be clean down there.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, potentially.
But definitely ask, especially if it's been like a long time and it's not something that he does.
Yeah.
Sporadically.
I agree. Even, yeah. And it's like, if it's been years since he's done that and all of a sudden he's doing it, that is a little bit sus.
And also how frequent, like, I feel like guys don't need to do a daily top-up.
No. Yeah, exactly. So true. So if it was like he's constantly doing it, then that's
what are you trying to do?
Who are we trying to impress? And from what it sounds like, if they're not having sex, if they're sleeping in separate rooms, so it's not for the wife.
Mm.
So yeah.
I'm sure he's not just gazing down at himself all the time.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, maybe.
Advice, just have a conversation, just ask. But unfortunately, your gut feeling is normally right.
Yeah, I think trust your gut, but have a conversation. I think you can always tell when a loved one is lying. So if he is lying, you'll probably know.
Yeah.
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 Okay, guys, we are back with Spicy Sessions. Today, we're going to be giving advice on how to ride a guy during sex. So being on top. Taylor, what are your thoughts? How come?
Because I go to the gym too much. I train legs like two or three times a week. Not happening.
Hard work.
I don't need my quads to burn that much.
It is.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. The heart starts racing.
Yeah. Reverse cowgirl though, when you can like lean forward a bit more and.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not as hard.
It's not as hard.
And I know he likes the view. And that makes me feel good about doing it. So that I will do.
Okay.
But just being on top, I'm like, this is 30 seconds and I'm tired.
Yeah, I know. I get tired too. But I think, I wanted to talk about this because I've had people ask me about this before.
Okay.
And say like, how do you do it? Like people who have been in relationships since they were like 16 and they haven't really experimented much.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it would be good to talk about because I think there is a technique. But one of the things that I thought about when they asked me this is dick size does matter when it comes to riding.
Yeah.
Because if it's too small, it's going to be hard and it will fall out.
Doesn't work.
It doesn't really work. So there is like a certain length it has to be for it to work and for you to like do it properly.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Actually happen.
Yeah.
There's also the whether you're on your knees or on your feet.
See, I prefer on my knees.
I don't know what I prefer. I don't love either.
The feet one, I can't figure out. I'd need to like hold onto a bar above my head or something.
No, like, you can like hold onto your knees.
My quads aren't that strong. I need to hit the gym.
I'm just trying to think like, and obviously he can help too. That's a tip. He can hold your hips and like guide it a little bit.
Yeah, I think that helps. But I think if you've never done it before and you're wanting to do it with your partner, number one tip always, communicate with them.
Yeah.
And start, do it together. But you don't have to go in and just be like, look at me, look how good I am. Like, obviously it's going to take time to practice something like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, the stamina is a big part of it.
Yeah, that's major. But I definitely think just try, your legs are going to hurt. They're probably going to burn.
Yeah.
So try and get him to help you and like stabilize yourself, even if you like lean back or hold onto your knees, whatever it is. Or do reverse cowgirl.
Reverse cowgirl's what I would recommend. I think
and
that's,
lean forward.
That's so much easier.
And like pretend you know how to twerk or something. Do that.
Just twerk on it.
Yeah.
But I think it feels better too, reverse cowgirl, in my opinion.
Yeah, me too. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And guys go crazy for it. Mm-hmm. So I think, yeah, reverse cowgirl is the way to go. And it's like, I mean, it's pretty simple. You literally just guide it in and lean back.
You don't have to look at each other.
No. Yes. It's good. Exactly. It's great. He could be anyone.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay, guys, we have a special guest here with us today. We have Phoebe Willow joining us. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. We've got a bunch of questions we're going to ask you. Basically, we'll jump straight into it.
Okay.
How did you first get into OnlyFans?
It actually like wasn't planned at all. It was like really spontaneous. I had a friend coming from Victoria to visit me. I was like freshly about 18 at the time. And we were like going to go like on a few holidays. And, like, I think I had, like, $300 in my bank account. I was like, I cannot afford
Stressful.
This. I know. And I, like, we hadn't booked our flights or anything. I was, like, message her. I was, like, I literally, like, can't afford this. Like, go home pretty much. Yeah. And then all my friends were like, why don't you just, like, try it? Like, just make an account and see how you go.
Yeah.
And then I did. And, yeah, it just worked out from there.
Did you
it's actually really cool.
In the end?
Pardon?
Did you end up going?
Yeah.
Amazing.
I like did it. And then, because it was like COVID times and I was getting like payouts from work from like not being able to go and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like my little bit of money. And then, because it takes like a week or two to come into your account. And then I got it and it was fine.
So oh good.
God. And then I quit my job like 2 weeks later.
Oh my God.
That's quick.
Yeah,
so
that's really, yeah.
I
that's
know.
Great.
It was very spontaneous.
How old are you now, by the way?
20.
20, okay. So you're a young one.
Yeah.
Your baby.
I know. So old and O3 girl.
Like, I love that you started it young because that's like my biggest regret is I didn't start it earlier.
Yeah.
Because I was like 23 or 24 when I started.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, oh, it's probably a bit young. But I'm like, oh, well, everything happens for a reason.
Yeah,
exactly.
Love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd probably still be at home with my parents if I didn't start it.
Yeah, literally same. What were your biggest hesitations before you started your OF?
I didn't have like that many since it was so like spontaneous, I guess, just like because my family is a bit more on like the conservative side. Mm-hmm. I was like, obviously what they're going to think of it and stuff. Obviously, like, I feel like this is everyone at the start, like things getting leaked.
Yeah.
But I just kind of was like, whatever. Like, you just have to like not care really. It's so, like, you have to think of like the bigger picture. And yeah, I guess because like I'm from Noosa, so it's like a small town.
True.
And it's like definitely a lot more like conservative and like families and stuff. And I was like, oh my God, like people are going to think badly of me. But I was just like, whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't care that much.
Yeah. That's a good mindset.
Yeah.
This isn't a planned question, but is OnlyFans the reason why you like moved out of Noosa and you're here now?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So like, I think I like always wanted to move to the Gold Coast a little bit, but I was like sort of happy living in Noosa. That's where I like grew up and stuff.
Yeah.
Because
it would be like kind of like a sleepy town in Noosa.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Like not much is happening. There's no like festivals or concerts. Mm. I feel like a lot of people like move away.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people go to like Melbourne or like wherever.
Yeah.
And then I was like, everyone in the Gold Coast has like things going on, so I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
And everyone here does OnlyFans.
Yeah, literally
everyone.
I feel like if you don't have OnlyFans, you have a friend who has OnlyFans or you want to do it. Like no
so
one cares.
True. Yeah.
So yeah.
Still in Newcastle, there's like three of us.
Oh, really?
Maybe.
Oh
there's like God. No
where
one.
Yeah.
Two people who did it from Newcastle are here now in Gold Coast. I'm like, we're just slowly
moving
like dropping off to the Gold Coast.
Yeah. I feel like Newcastle will be sort of similar to like Noosa and Sunshine Coast. Like,
yeah, a little
vibe.
Bit. It's like in the middle. It's same vibes as here, but still very quiet and everyone knows everyone.
Yeah.
Do you have any regrets?
I feel like at the start, I have some regrets with like maybe like some collabs.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I felt like at the start, I was 18, I knew like absolutely no one who did it. I had some like creators from Sydney and they would like message me and be like, oh yeah. And then I'd like spend all this money to like go to Sydney and collab and like stay at a hotel and then like nothing came from it, or they right. just like weren't good. Like I wish I like did my research on people more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm like, I can't even use this content. Like it's mm-hmm. so stupid. I just spent like $2,000 on like to come flights yeah. and like coming here for a week.
That's so frustrating. Yeah. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, like making connections, and like there's so many people doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people sometimes jump into things. Not saying you jumped into it too early, but like, you just got to do your research. And
yeah, because I didn't have any friends who like did it at the time. Like I was sort of the first like mm-hmm. out of my friend group. So it's like, you can't even like go to one of your friends and be like, hey, like, what do you think of this person? I'd just be like, yeah, okay. They seem good enough. Like
yeah.
they have enough followers. But like, I think like later on I realized like, oh, their followers are like fake and like.
Right. Okay.
Things like that. But
yeah,
it's fine. You have to like learn.
Exactly.
And now you know. Now yeah. you can advise all of our listeners.
Yeah, exactly.
I can be like, don't work with this person. Don't work with this person.
Yeah. Blacklist.
Yeah, yeah. Not worth it.
Speaking of which, have you had any negative experiences with OF?
Not like too bad. I feel like I used to like when I was collabing with like more men, like when I first started, I feel like sometimes they're just very like rough, like don't ask, and they would just go all into it, and it's like, or I'd be like, don't do this, like I have boundaries, and they would kind of push it, and I feel like that's such a big thing.
That's like a huge red flag.
Yeah, like not into it. I know, because it's like the same with everything. If you're gonna like do that stuff with someone, ask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
not too anyway, but
that's like why it took me so long to like do boy girl collabs, because I was like so scared that it was going to be with the wrong person, they were going to be like really pushy and really rough and like push the boundaries.
Yeah,
that's like, again, you have to be so careful with who you work with.
Yeah, because I feel like I have videos on, sometimes even my subs will be like, you don't look like you're enjoying it. Yeah. And I was like, I wasn't.
Yeah.
I
didn't. Yeah, that'd be so hard.
That is hard.
I feel like you almost need like a full plan and a full consent form sometimes.
Yeah, you know, when I collabed with Apollo, I thought it was really smart because he had like all this paperwork to do.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is really good because it's like covering his ass legally to make sure that we've given our consent and we've said yes, this is okay, because who knows what could happen. A girl could just like come back and say, you know, you did this to me and I didn't consent to this. You know what I mean? Then you've got it written down and signed.
Yeah, I clubbed with a guy when I was in London a few months ago, and he like had like 5 pieces of paper, and he's like, can you sign this? And he was signing stuff, and it was all about like, I guess like marketing on Twitter and stuff. He's like, do you want like to be posted? Like, is like full nude okay? Like, and I was like, okay, that's good.
That's so good.
Yeah, it's really smart.
Writing them, and I was like, no one can turn around and be like, because I feel like there is a lot of drama sometimes with people.
For sure.
Yeah. Like, I haven't had any, but sometimes I hear horror stories.
Yeah, same.
And
I'm
like, it's good to get the education out there.
Yeah,
for sure.
Hopefully someone listening is like, oh, I'm going to make a consent form.
Yeah, exactly.
It's honestly such a good idea, because I was like so caught off guard. I was like, what? And then I was like, no, it's actually really good.
Yeah.
Like I found it a few weeks ago in my suitcase, because I'm like still unpacking from that trip.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, hi.
Memories.
I know. Yeah. Put in my little travel scrapbook.
Yeah.
That's so funny. What do you think is the biggest misconception about sex workers?
I hate using this word, but like, I think a large group of people think we are just like sluts. Mm. Like, I hate that word so much, but like, that's from their perspective,
yes, I
guess.
Agree, yeah.
Like, they all think we just like sleep around, or they're like, oh, they have so many STDs and stuff.
Yes,
and like, we probably have a lot less than you guys do.
It's
like,
actually the opposite.
If we're getting like tested so regularly and they're not,
mm-hmm.
like, I don't know. I feel like I've had some guys, I'm like, I bet you haven't been tested in like years, ever.
We were literally talking about this yesterday.
Oh, really?
We were like, it's so crazy. Like, people out in the real world, they don't get tested at all. Whereas we're getting tested like every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So if anything, we're like, you know, the cleanest people out there, really.
Exactly. So I feel like so many people are just like, oh, you have like all these boys lined up. I'm like, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't talk to anyone.
Where are they?
Yeah.
I'm like,
where is that? Because I don't have any.
So I wanted to ask you, like, going back, what was your school experience like?
I feel like my high school experience was very good. Like, I went to 2 different high schools. My first one was like, nothing really bad happened, but I'm from like the part of Noosa I'm from is a bit more like farmy.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. I just like didn't really like anyone in my school, because when I'm like 12 and 13, I was like, oh, they're all like weird farmers. Which is like so bad, but I feel like when you're that age, that's all you care about, like your friends and like who you're around.
So true.
My high school, like second high school, was really good. Like, I feel like there was a few boys that were like cunts, but like,
at least your parents let you move.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. They were so easy. I went to like 6 different schools, and they were just like, yeah, if you don't like it, yeah, they're like, if you don't like it, like, whatever.
If I said to my mum people were weird, she'd be like, stop being ridiculous, Taylor.
No, my mum was fully like, yeah, they are a bit weird. It's like an agriculture school. That was their like thing.
Okay.
Which was like kind of fun. But yeah, high school was fun. I literally like only stayed there to do like schoolies and formal. Like otherwise I would have dropped out if that wasn't a thing. I just like cared about that.
Yeah.
Primary school was like, I feel like people have like the opposite experience for me. Like primary school was awful for me.
Okay.
I had to move around a lot. I like was best friends with this girl. I was actually in grade 4.
Yeah.
So I would have been like 9 maybe or like 8.
Yeah.
And then she got this like new friend and it was like so much drama. And I look back and I'm like, God, like I can't believe these girls are like literal children.
Yeah.
Like my nephew, he's 11 now. I'm like, God, if people like acted like that to him, how they acted to me, I would actually go crazy.
Yeah.
It's like I can't imagine that. But yeah, this girl would like literally steal my shoes because we had to do like gymnastics and swimming and like stuff, like all that school stuff. She stole my shoes, put them in the bin, never got them back, by the way.
What?
Like still on my shoes back 10 years later. Yeah, it was just really bad. That was like, I feel like my age group was hard because that's when like Snapchat and all that first became a thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got Instagram when I was like 8, I think.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God, I was like 15.
Yeah.
So I got it when I remember I was in year 7, so I would have been 12 or 13. That's when it first came out. And even then it was like stupid photos of us with filters. Like it was nothing like it was today.
Yeah, it was like I would have been in grade 4 and grade 5 when like Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, like all of that like really blew up and like Kick.
Yeah.
And like all those like stupid apps. And there was this one girl in my grade. And she like screenshotted a photo from my Instagram. She like photoshopped a photo of like the gun emoji next to my head. And this was like before the gun emoji was like a water pistol. It was like a little silver.
It was actual.
Yeah, like an actual like little gun.
Yeah.
And she'd like sent it around to everyone. And I think because like I was so young, I was sort of like oblivious to what was happening. And I didn't really care. But there was just so much stuff. Like the girl slapped me.
Oh my God.
It was like such like a little like gross school.
Yeah.
Do you think that because you guys had exposure to the internet like younger than what even Annie and I did, do you think that that made it worse?
Yeah, definitely.
Wow.
And I think because like when you're a kid, like all the movies you watch, it's always like being mean's cool and the popular girls are mean and like pretty girls are always like the bullies and stuff. So I think they just took that on and like all these girls were like my friend group first. I think they were just like, oh, let's just like get someone to bully them because it's funny. Still hate those girls.
Yeah, so I wonder where they are now.
They're still living like...
Still in New York.
They're still there with their parents.
Nothing's changed.
I check up sometimes. I like have a stalk sometimes. But, good. yeah, no, I feel like at the time I didn't care, but I think there was like a group chat or like something going around and they were saying stuff and a girl actually screenshot it and like showed her mum and then her mum like talked to my mum and like the police got involved and it was like this whole thing because like one of the girls was like the school captain.
Wow.
So she had her like school captain thing taken off.
Oh my God.
My teacher at the time was like pretty mean to me as well. I don't know what it was, but I felt like it was like a mob mentality being mean to me. And I was like, I don't think I was a weird kid. Like it was pretty normal, but I don't know. I think like they picked on me as well because like I went through like puberty before everyone else. So I think I was like almost like the ugly duckling. Like everyone was still like so tiny and I was like growing and like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I would probably just look like a bit of a freak to them.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That was sort of like me at school because I was like really tall at a young age.
Yeah,
I was always really tall.
Yeah.
So I felt like that as well.
Yeah. I was always like a foot above everyone. Like you see
like all of us.
All the class photos and everyone's like here and I was like here. And I was always the youngest in my grade as well.
I was the youngest, but it was always like me and the boys in the back of the school.
Yeah, always with the boys at the back, always. And I'm like, God, just let me sit down at the front, please. That's all I want. But yeah, I don't really care about the bullying anymore. I'm just glad my mum like let me move.
Yeah.
Straight away. And like that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's
I can't believe that.
Yeah. I know.
But I guess it's shaped you. Like it's all brought you to where you are today.
Yeah, no,
it's,
I'm like, I don't care.
It's crazy how like cruel kids can be.
I know.
But the other thing is like, because I got bullied in school too, but like I've seen my bullies since and they're actually the nicest people. Like
really?
The ones that bullied me, yeah. And like it's so interesting and some of them have actually apologized for me for the way that they treated me.
Mm.
Like, you know, it's just weird that like when you're a kid, you can't really think logically and you don't really understand what's right or wrong.
Yeah.
So it's like... I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like I've sort of like forgiven because it's like you have to. It was so long ago. It would have been like 2013 or something, like literally 10 years ago. But my mum, she's always like, if I see them, I want to run them over because like it's her daughter. Like obviously she's going to be mad. But Yeah. I've like seen those girls a few times, but they'll like never even look at me. Like okay. It's always when I'm back home. Like one of them I like speak to sometimes and like we're family friends, so I can like right. kind of get over it. And she yeah. was the one that like straight away was a bit nice, like after all that happened.
Yeah.
Like I think she was the more like just following the yes, crowd sort of thing. Whereas those other girls, I think they were like actually just being cows.
Yeah.
yeah. probably something within them. Like they're probably jealous.
100% it's always jealousy.
It literally always is. Mm-hmm. 'Cause like, what else are they getting from it?
Yeah, exactly.
And they're just like projecting.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
Their own insecurities.
Just like our haters now.
Yeah. so true.
Nothing's changed. exactly.
Now it's just mostly men.
Yeah. yeah. Literally.
So last year I remember seeing a TikTok that you posted where you spoke about having a miscarriage. Do you feel like you'd be open to talking about that?
Yeah, so fine.
Yeah. So can you tell us about like what happened and how that affected you and how you dealt with that?
Yeah, sure. It was pretty like random. It was a one night stand.
Right.
That was like a whole story in itself. And like I was on the pill and stuff.
Oh my goodness.
I know. And like I'm so good with taking it. And mm-hmm. I've been on it for like so long, like since I was like 14 or 15. And then yeah, I got pregnant, didn't find out. I was in Hamilton Island on like a holiday and yeah. I was like, my back started hurting so bad and I'm like never like that. Like, I don't know. I feel like you can just tell when something's like a little bit off. Yeah. And then yeah, I went and did a test and I was like, fuck my life. And I was like freshly 19.
Oh my god, yeah.
Because my birthday is in May and him was like 2 weeks after that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that happened. And then I like had no idea what to do because I've always wanted to be like a young mum.
Yeah.
Like always, like, and all the women in my family all had like babies when they're like 20, I guess.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god, and the girl I was with, like, we're not really like that good friends. Like right. it was just sort of like, oh yeah, let's go here. And like that was sort of our first time hanging out. So I was like, we got to know each other well very quick.
Yeah.
yeah, and I just like had no idea what to do. But I feel like I was in like shock. Like I wasn't upset or yeah. anything. Like you're just kind of like, what the hell? And I was like, no, this isn't real. Like this isn't real.
Yeah.
Yeah, I literally had like no idea what to do. Obviously, like getting abortion was like a big thing on my mind. And I'd like try and make appointments and I would drive and I'd pull over and I'm like, I can't do it. Aww. Like I can't do it. So I like told my mum, because I like moved back to Noosa around that time because I just had a few things going on.
Yeah.
And I told her and she was just like, oh, I had an abortion when I was 17. Like you can as well.
Yeah.
And like, I think most people like get an abortion, like you're so young. Mm-hmm. And obviously I wanted to, but I literally just like could not bring myself to doing it.
Yeah.
So yeah. And then I was actually in Bali and I still had no idea what to do and I wasn't drinking or anything. Like,
were you still taking the pill?
Or no, I stopped, taking it. Okay. Like as soon as I found out. Yes. Yeah.
Obviously.
Too late now.
Yeah, yeah, it's so true.
yeah, and then I had a trip to Bali booked with, like, a few of my friends, and I, like, sort of wanted to cancel, but I was, like, I'm still on the fence because I was, like, very early. Like, I'm pretty sure I found out I was pregnant, like, within, like, 10 days or something. Yeah, okay. So it was, like, very, very early. And then yeah. I think Bali, I would have been, like, about a month.
Yeah.
So I was, like, whatever, I'll just go. I won't drink. Still had no idea what to do.
Right.
And then it was getting like a little bit later and then I was like flying back to Melbourne and I was like, I have no idea what to do. Like maybe I'll just go get one in Melbourne because like it's such a hard thing because like I didn't want a baby, but I feel like my heart did. Like my,
I know. Yeah.
It's so like, oh, but like what if?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I told the guy like pretty much as soon as I found out and straight away, he's just like, you're lying. Like,
no way.
And I was like, I'm not trying to baby trap you. Like, yeah. I don't like you.
Yeah. It was a one night stand. Like, yeah.
I'm like, if I did have the baby, like, you're not having anything to do with yeah. it. Like,
it was just like the right thing to do.
I know. And he literally posts so many like TikToks and reels now because he's pretty like well known about like wanting kids. And he's like, just makes jokes about like baby trapping and stuff. I'm like, you said I was trying to baby yeah. trap you. And literally like straight away, he was like, just take like the morning after pill. And I'm like, it's too late.
It's too late. Yeah. You can't work
like
that.
Yeah. I'm like, a bit late, mate. But yeah, so he was just like a prick about it all. Like, fair enough. He was just like, I don't want to have a bar of it. So like in my head I was like, okay, well, obviously gonna be doing it alone. Like he doesn't
Yeah.
Like he didn't have any compassion, like straight away just calling me like a liar and stuff. That's so fucked. And I'm like, you're not that good looking.
Yeah.
Get over yourself.
Yeah. And then I went to Bali, didn't drink or anything, was like still thinking about it, was like tossing up my options, and I started like spotting a bit and I was yeah. like, okay, we'll just see. And then I was with my roommate and we're at like a beach club and I was literally like on the mocktails and it's kind of my own fault because it's like if you go to Bali, what do you think is going to happen with like Bali and stuff?
Yeah.
But yeah, and then literally we were in a taxi going back to our hotel, and I just like looked down. I was wearing this like light blue dress, mm-hmm. and I literally looked like a murder scene. Whoa. And I was like, oh my God. And we had to get out. And there was like people everywhere because we're staying in Seminyak. Yeah. So busy. So busy. And I was like, this is so bad. We didn't have a towel or anything. And I remember walking, and it was just like blood everywhere, yeah. like literally a trail. And we just ran up to the hotel. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. Was just like Googling everything. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Ended up just wearing like adult nappies.
Did you go to the doctor in Bali or did you wait till you...
I just waited till I got home. Yeah. I wasn't sure. Yeah. Because that was like the end. I'm pretty sure that was like a day or two before I was leaving. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I may as well just
wait.
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise I probably would have just like got the next flight home.
Yeah.
But yeah, at the time I was very like, I think I didn't really, like, I did care, obviously, but it was almost, like, a bit of relief.
Yeah, okay. Almost, because like, you didn't have to make that decision yourself.
Yeah, yeah. And I was, like, I'm very, like, the universe.
It's just mm-hmm. a sign. Yeah. It wasn't your time.
Yeah. I'm like, so true. That was, even though it was hard, I think that would have been a lot easier than, like, putting myself through the trauma of getting an abortion.
Yeah, 100%. For sure.
But, yeah, it took me, like, months to get over it, and I think I got really over, like, people were like, yeah, but, like, you wanted to get an abortion anyway, and I was like, well... Not really.
Yeah.
Like I was still like, if the guy was like 100% like, yeah, okay, I probably would have been like, okay, like,
yeah,
whatever. But like,
the fact that you were like sitting on it for so long and went to Bali.
Yeah. Exactly. And regardless, it's like hard. Like, if I did or like, what if the outcome was like, it's never an easy thing.
No.
Which I think a lot of people like don't have compassion for. Yeah. Unless it happens to you, really.
Yeah. No one will understand until it's them.
Yeah. So true.
Yeah. But in my head, I just had so many like things going through it because I was like, God, it would be like the stereotypical like just what like haters would think, like someone moves to the Gold Coast, starts OF, is 19, gets pregnant right away. And I was like, God, like I didn't even care at that point.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I always just wanted to like travel, and like my mom had kids very young, and when I told her, she was like, I'm gonna support you no matter what, but like if I could like go back in time, I would have loved to have them a bit later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, exactly. So but true.
Yeah, it was fine. It just took like, I think probably, I'm going to say like maybe 6 months after, I was still so like, oh, I want a baby. Like, I think my body, like, even though my brain was like, no, 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 I think my body was still like grieving or like mm-hmm. a bit maternal or something. I don't know.
Like the hormones.
Yeah. Like, it was just like, whoa, where did it go? But yeah, everything happens for a reason.
Exactly.
And so like true. Now I'm so relieved. I'm like, God, like if I had a baby here right now, just like sitting there.
Just imagine yourself.
So yeah, true.
For sure. But I'm just very lucky. Like I did have like really good friends, and like my mom was very like, okay. And then I told her, I texted her. I was like, oh, I'm like having a miscarriage right now. And she just was like, haha, you were good. Like she was so casual about it. Like she didn't make it a thing.
Okay.
But yeah, I was sick for like months after it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I'm so slack of like going to the doctors. And because I went to Melbourne after, and I was just kind of like waiting. And I like went and saw my doctor back in Noosa, and she was like, dude, you need to like go to the doctor more. And
was it
like,
just your hormones like rebalancing?
Yeah, I think so. Because I was bleeding like really bad for like probably like a month after.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's hectic.
I know, so bad. But I don't know, it had to happen. Now I'm like so careful with like what happens if I do have a one night stand.
Definitely not. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But whatever, it was meant to be.
I know. So happy now. So I just always like think of like some of my friends who have babies. I'm like, they can't just like go and like go to the shop. Like they have to like get the baby, like strap it into the car seat. It's probably gonna cry. Take it out, get into the shop. Like baby's gonna cry.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole nother human.
I know.
Yeah. Think about. And like you said about the traveling thing, like you can't just pick up your life and go to Bali. Like you have to either take a child with you or find someone to take care of.
Yeah, exactly. And like I'm sure my mom would help out, but she'd probably be like, oh, like
I already did this once. And I need to do it again.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And I think because I was like grieving a bit because I was just like, oh, I just want something to like look after because I am like such a maternal person. So I ended up with a cat.
I've seen your cats.
Yeah, they're like my little pride and joys. I love them so much. I think that helped a lot as well.
Yeah.
Because I was just like having something to like look after.
That's so cute.
Yay. Like, Yeah, so we have two cats now.
Your babies.
That's what I did with my dog. I got a dog because I was like, I want a child, but I don't. So yeah. I'll get a dog.
Next did best you thing. Post something the other day? Like, this is how I end up with so many cats.
Yeah. I only got my first cat because I had a friend who moved to England and she had a cat, black cat Sage. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, I don't want to take her to the RSPCA. And that was like while all of that was happening. And I was like, I've never been a cat person in my life. Yeah. So I was like, whatever. I like try it out. And then I went to the RSPCA another day just to like have a look and like play with them, and then I ended up with another kitten.
You're just like following all the signs of the universe.
I had like two cats at the age of 19 and I was like, what am I doing?
Crazy cat lady.
I literally am like, if I owned a house I'd probably have like 10 cats. Like I like have an obsession that the best things ever.
So funny.
They're my children.
I've heard you have a lot of crazy dating stories. Have you got any that you want to share with us?
Oh, I like have the worst taste in men ever. So bad. I don't know if it's because I have like borderline daddy issues, but I always go for guys who are like way too old for me.
Oh, that's like, the opposite of my problem.
Oh, really? Too young? I like sort of wish I was mine, but I'm at the age where it's like any younger, they're literally like 18, 19, too young.
Yeah.
I have such a habit of going for guys in their 30s and I'm like trying to break it because I'm like, why does like a 35-year-old want to be with a 20-year-old or like 19 if it was at the time? I was like sort of dating this guy. I think I would have been 18 and he seemed like so nice. I literally like found him from like a barber like Instagram page.
Oh.
I was like having a look. And
that's
I was, like,
clever.
Yeah. Because I like post like good looking guys, especially like, I feel like some barbers have like a certain like clientele, and like this one, like all the guys he posted were like pretty good looking.
Fresh haircuts.
And I saw this one guy and like I used to, my type used to be like face tattoos, like big kind of like scary looking guys. Mm-hmm. It's changed a bit now. And then I just followed him because like as you do.
I love this.
I love it too. It's a good way of doing it.
I know, dating tips. Anyways, we started talking and like we were like hanging out and he was really nice and sweet at the start. And then he's like, oh, I'm just letting you know I have a child. And I was like, okay. And he told me he was 28 and I was 18 at the time, which was like, now I wouldn't do, but like I was just like so immature and I was like, whatever. Yeah, and then I was like, oh, really? Like, how old? Thinking, like, child, like, maybe, like, 5 or something. Goes, like, oh, newborn, like, I think, like, 6 weeks old or something.
What?
And I was like, huh?
That's not adding up.
I know. And I was like, oh, okay. And there was, like, no photos on his Instagram or anything of, like, a baby or, like, a girlfriend or anything. So I was a bit sus. Was, like, hanging out with his friends and stuff. And he kept getting, like, phone calls from this, like, number and he kept on like not answering it and I was like, oh my god, what is happening? Anyway, he was like, okay. I was like, I didn't really have feelings for him. I was just sort of like hanging out and seeing where it goes, but I could just tell he came with a lot of like emotional baggage and like I didn't really want a guy who had a child, especially when I was 18. And then anyway, I don't like check my message requests that much, and this was like before I was doing like Instagram or anything. So I like wasn't really doing anything on Instagram, and I had this like one Instagram account from like a random girl messaged me and it was like a photo, and I had to like accept it to look at the photo, and it was like a photo of him like, and his pupils were like so dilated and he was like with a like a crack pipe or something.
What?
I was like, Anna, and I was like, huh? And then she like sent me this big paragraph and she was like, hey, like I'm friends with his baby mama, they're actually still together.
Oh my God.
It was like this whole big like situation. She's like, you can do whatever you want, but like this man is not real. Like he told me he was like 28, but she said he was actually like 31 or something.
Wow.
So he was like lowering his age. So I like, I didn't think it was that weird or something, or maybe like my family and friends, I don't know. And I was like, okay. And because he made me like, this was a few days like before around when this was happening, he like went on my phone, like blocked a few people, and I just didn't think I did think something of it, but I was just kind of like, okay, like whatever. So like looked and like the baby mama / girlfriend was blocked and I didn't even realize. So there was like photos of him doing meth, and then she sent me this paragraph, like the friend, and she was like, like you can do whatever you want, but he's not real, like he beats the baby mama up, like just be careful. Like can you add her on Snapchat and talk to her? And I was like, okay. And then I added her and I like replied back to her and I was like, I'm happy to talk to you, but if you're gonna like abuse me, like I'm not gonna have a bar of it. She was like talking very like
Right.
Bitch, blah, blah, blah. I know okay. where you live and stuff. Because, like, right. my SnapMaps was on at the right. time. And I think she would, like, log into a Snapchat and she, like, took a screenshot of my address.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, fuck. But she was fine. She had, like, a go at me. And then I just, like, showed her screenshots of me and his conversation. I was like, I genuinely had no clue, yeah. like, you're in the picture. And, like, pretty much as soon as I found out he had a child anyway, I was just kind of, like,
yeah,
kind of gradually. Like,
yeah, like, not that interested.
Yeah, like, yeah. a bit like, okay, that's fine. But, like, I'm 18. I don't want to be a stepmom or anything. But yeah, she was going off at me and like was just telling me all these stories. And I was like, do you just want to call me? We ended up sitting on the front flight. I think it was like 9 hours.
Oh my
God. She was just like sobbing and sobbing and sobbing. And I was like sitting there and she was like, oh, like he's left me for a 20-year-old. I was like, you're going to hate me, but I'm 18.
Oh my God.
I'm not even 20.
Yeah.
yeah. And there was like a whole big thing. And he was just saying how much she's like, try to leave him, but won't.
Right.
And then she was like, do you mind, like, still talking to him? Because she was like, I want to, like, try and leave him. But, like, if you stop talking to him, he's just going to, like, take it out on me. Because they were True. Living together yeah. at the time
okay.
as well, and I didn't know that. So I, like, kept talking to him for a few weeks. And then I just got to the point I was like, I'm so sorry, girl. Like, I want to help you out, but, like, I don't want to put myself
Yeah, you don't need that.
Yeah. Exactly. That's
then,
so true.
Because, like, and she didn't want to, like, get in contact with the police because she was like, I still want him to be in, like, my daughter's life and
yeah,
stuff.
That's so hard.
That is
I
really was
like,
hard.
That is so true, but I don't want to get involved. Like, I've, like, done my best. And she was like, okay. And they moved to the Gold Coast. I don't know if they're still together now, but I'm just, like, waiting for the day I see them. Oh but he goodness. Started following me on Instagram again, like, a week ago.
Oh, of course.
And
they
I was like,
come back.
Look.
Yeah,
I was God. Like, no, can't have that. But, yeah, I just remember being 18, being like, what the hell? And
all it's my a lot to like, deal with. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, all my friends were just saying, like, most nice, like, little uni boys. And I was here with some, like, 30-year-old with face tattoos and, like...
meth addict.
Yeah, yeah, on, like, drugs and, like... Yeah, and
with
every time...
kid, crazy ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
yeah. You got the whole package.
Yeah. 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 I had, like, so many of her friends messaging me and, like, abusing me. And I was just like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, too yeah. much.
I was like, don't beat me up or stop talking to him. I don't even like him that much.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
That's intense.
I yeah. know. So much. Like, I've had, like, so many things like that happen. I'm like... I'm just staying clear of dating, especially guys with face tattoos
yes.
and, like, older men.
Red flag.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, for sure.
The day that I, like, date someone in their 20s is going to be, like, such a good day for me.
Anyone listening?
Yeah. 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 Anyone that's under maybe, like, 25, True. Hit me up. That's what I need to go for. But so bad.
Now, I want to pivot back to OnlyFans to
yeah.
finish up. So we've got one last question for you that we ask all our guests.
Sure.
What's the craziest request you've ever received on OnlyFans?
Actually, I don't know. I feel like my subscribers are, like, actually kind of tame.
Okay.
I have had, like, one guy, I feel like this is sort of common, but wants me to wear, like pleasers, like, big strippy heels and, like, squish, like, bugs.
No, that's not common.
Oh,
no.
Haven't had that before.
No. No, I have had that. Obviously, I didn't do it because I'm not squishing.
Where are you getting bugs from?
Yeah, where
yeah.
did you find them?
Yeah.
It's yeah. a big...
go to Pet Mall and buy some yeah. crickets that people feed their snakes. And I was like, huh?
Oh, my God, that's crazy.
No, I feel like a lot of my subscribers like the dominatrix vibe and just want to, like, right. see me, like, hurt things and
okay.
stuff.
The yeah. bugs is a bit intense.
The bugs is a bit intense.
I'm pretty sure he was, like, mice and stuff as well. And I was like, no,
no
I'm such an animal person.
Yeah.
I was vegan for, like, 7 years. I cannot do that.
You're
like,
vegan now.
Like,
yeah, that's
not,
too much.
I don't even care.
Also, OnlyFans would not allow that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'd be like, animal abuse.
Yeah.
Hello.
Literally.
That's,
like, psychopath vibes.
Yeah, that was when I first started it, and
okay.
I was like,
I'm scared.
If that's on OnlyFans, imagine what he's asking, like, other girls.
Yeah,
on,
I know.
Like
fans
unregulated
yeah.
platforms.
Yeah,
yeah. So true.
That's, like, the first thing that comes to mind. That probably is, like, maybe not weirder. That's probably, like, as weird
that's,
as it
that's
gets.
That's a lot. Really weird. Yeah.
That's heavy.
It's probably the craziest I've heard.
Yeah. I was pretty traumatized. I was just like, no, sorry.
Did you, like, block him after? Or?
I think I restricted
okay,
him.
Okay, yeah.
I love that button.
Yeah.
Me too. It's
yeah,
my favorite.
Like, okay. And I've had a subscriber, like, I think he's just, like, taking the piss. Like, I think he just has a fantasy, but he, like, says it's real. And he's always like, oh, like, I sleep with my sister. Like, my mum wants to join in and stuff.
I reckon he's one of my subs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So annoying. And he'll go on about it for ages. And he'll never buy anything.
Sends me photos of the mum and the sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We probably
it's
do
the
have same,
has to it's the same person.
It definitely Whoa. Is because there's not that many weird people. And he'll just go on for ages about his fantasies. And I just, like, I think I like waited till his month was over so I don't lose any money and then like blocked him.
Yeah.
Because I was like, good call. I don't want to refund you.
Like, yeah. I want to keep your money.
Yeah.
It has to be the same person.
Yeah.
I know his name. I'll ask you off air.
Yeah.
I can't even, I might find it in my screenshots or something, but I was just remember looking at it and I'd be like, buy something and I'll like tell you my answer and then he'd buy something. I just wouldn't reply. Yeah. I'm like, it's just like a weird fantasy. Like, I don't think he actually.
I agree.
Does it. I don't know. But
it's just, yeah, I think it's just in his. In his head.
Yeah.
He wishes he could, but he knows.
Yeah.
He
can't. Which is very interesting.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Phoebe.
Thank you for having me.
We've loved all your stories.
Oh, thank you.
If any of our listeners want to find you, where can they find you?
My Instagram is PhoebeWillowX. So you can find me there.
All the links are there too.
Yeah, all my links and everything.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we are back with Do You Remember? Taylor, do you want to go first?
I do.
Yeah.
I actually forgot about this.
Right.
Until last week.
Yeah.
When I was thinking about things from my childhood, and I hope you had this toy.
Okay.
It's Do You Remember? Eddie Spaghetti.
No. Do you know what that is?
I'm going to show you a photo.
Is it Eddie Spaghetti?
Betty?
Oh, Betty.
It sounds Eddie familiar. Eddie was
the brother.
It is the most pointless toy ever, but she had spaghetti hair.
Yes, I remember. I remember. That's so funny that you just
kind of looks like us. They're lanky.
It's almost like a pink, a Polly Pocket, but larger with spaghetti hair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I looked up a photo myself. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
She's
yeah.
super tall with super long hair. Yeah. It's literally us in a doll.
It's us in a doll, yeah.
Yeah. We have to put it. Oh, look at this one. The two-pack.
Oh, that's you and I.
Yeah. We'll have to put in a photo. I definitely had them. I had Polly Pocket too.
I had so many Polly Pockets and Mum used to find them all over the floor.
Yeah, the little like rubber bits.
Oh, yeah.
You sometimes chew on them.
Yes.
Yeah.
They kind of felt good.
What's yours?
Do you remember saladas with butter and Vegemite and you squish them together and the little squiggles come out worms. The top. The worms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yum.
Those are the Betty Spaghettis for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yum.
So when I at the school I went to, my mum, I'm so sorry for calling her out on this. She has ADHD, so it's not her fault, but sometimes she'd forget to pack my lunch.
Mm.
And so when you got no lunch, you have to go to the office at school.
Yeah.
So I'd go to the office and what they'd always give you is saladas. Which seems really like,
pretty weird.
Yeah, I'm like, that's not really a meal, but okay. I was always starving afterwards. But yeah, they would give me saladas, so I just remembered that.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Speaking of mums not giving you lunch, my stepmom used to do it to my sisters on purpose. But
that's, what?
We'll get into that in another episode.
Okay. Lots to unpack there.
Don't remember that right now.
I definitely had saladas. My mum would make them and pack them for us.
Yeah.
Not for lunch though, always for recess. Just a snack, with like fruit and like a chocolate chip cookie or something like that.
Yeah.
But in summer, because it would melt a bit and it would sort of like slide around in the Glad wrap and be a bit gross.
So gross.
Yeah.
But still tasted good.
Oh, it always tasted good. I miss it.
Yum. Thank you so much for listening this week, guys.
Make sure to give us a follow on our socials. They are at doubledose.thepodcast. And don't forget to follow us on Apple Music and Spotify.
And we'll chat to you next week. Double Dose.